Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 24th, 2006. Let me again by apologizing for the poor quality of yesterday's recording, any of you that might have listened to it, or even listened to it all the way through, because it did have a lot of annoying feedback. We hope we've fixed that today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's our desire this day to encourage you to be faithful to the Lord. Today's message is titled, The Oak Tree Covenant. The scripture text is from Joshua chapter 24, verses 26 and 27.
And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord.
See,
he said to all the people,
this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. I have often noted in this series my joy in observing trees. This is also obvious in my photography. If you go to the site today, there's a close-up photo of an oak leaf I took on a tree in our front yard. It shows the magnificent seasonal change. Although in my view the oak is not the most astounding autumn tree from a distance compared to the sugar maple, for instance, this individual leaf sure is. The two oak trees in my front yard are probably about 20 years old since my home was built in 1986, and prior to that had been on farmland. But they're already stately trees. Some species of oak have a lifespan of 600 years, and they may have had an even longer lifespan 4,000 years ago. The church property where I pastored in New England had a huge oak tree in the back. I often wondered if this tree was around at the time of the American Revolution, or even at the time the first pilgrims landed in Plymouth, which was just 25 miles east. In fact, that town was founded only 20 years after Plymouth, the town I lived in, Taunton, Massachusetts. My family had devotions under this large tree one night, and I sought to teach the spiritual lesson found in today's text.
An oak tree at Shechem is first referenced in Scripture in Genesis 12:6. Where Abraham received assurance from God that he would keep his promises. Later, as Abraham's grandson, Jacob, grew in his faith, an oak tree at, Shechem.
I would pronounce it Shechem, but I guess we really don't know.
An oak tree at Shechem. Let me back up here. Later, as Abraham's grandson, Jacob, grew in his faith, an oak tree at Shechem was the place where Jacob's family made a firm stand for God in burying their false gods under it. This is mentioned in chapter 35, verse 4 of Genesis. And many years later, an oak tree at Shechem was a place where Joshua made a tangible memorial to the people concerning their covenant renewal to faithfully serve God. This is mentioned in 24, verse 1 of Joshua. As Joshua's life was coming to an end, he called the people to Shechem and made a wonderful, powerful appeal to serve God, which includes a proclamation memorized by many Christians. You'll even recognize it as I read it, or you may have already guessed. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In our family, we often end our prayers by reciting this verse together. We're blessed when Esther adds the word forever at the end. Although it's not in the original text, I certainly believe it is a proper expression of commitment.
After Joshua made the personal proclamation and challenged the people to do the same, he then took a large stone and set it up in a place clearly identifiable to the people, under the oak tree. He said the stone would be a, quote, witness against us. The purpose of Joshua's action seems to be that of a memorial that will remind the people of their solemn commitment to follow the Lord. Today, let us all personally renew our covenant to serve and obey the Lord.
together. Father, we daily bow to you in worship and present our requests to you in prayer. Alongside prayer, we open your word to see and hear what your instruction is for our lives. Habits we regularly repeat indicate what establishes our values and brings meaning into our lives. Good habits seem hard to make, but very easy to break. While bad habits seem easy to make, but very hard to break. Father, would you place regular reminders in our path that keep us repeating the excellent habit of spending alone time with you in prayer and in scripture reading. Even as the people said to Joshua on that notable day, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him. We make a renewed covenant with you on this ordinary day." And repeat, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruxine. It is a joy to share with you this day, challenge you in your walk with the Lord. There are a number of additional features on the website today. The website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Of course, I can't place links or pictures on a podcast, and that's why I direct you to the site. The way I design our website is that each day it has on the main page, if you open it up, the current devotional. So if you're going to the site anytime the 24th of October or even early the 25th, we usually change it around 10 to 11 each weekday. You will find this material, if not just backup, there's a previous message feature to the message for the 24th, and you will see a beautiful photo, at least in my view, of a leaf, just an individual leaf of an oak tree in our front yard I took. There's also links to other trees, because I like taking pictures of trees. I've got a couple of other links up as well. I realize, of course, that it cannot be stated with certainty that this was the same oak tree in each instance in the passage. I have a few notes about that. It's really my contention that there's some powerful reasons to believe it was, though, based upon some evidence that I indicate there in the text. I also have today a link to an interesting website that came to mind. I've placed up on my site before. It's out of the University of Florida, actually Florida State University, I believe it is. Their National High Magnetic Field Laboratory, and an incredible link. I can just say go to it. And I came to mind because it actually shows a photo of an oak tree and then the leaf and then actually increasing close-ups of the leaf. Finally, today we have a couple of audio songs that we placed up. One goes so well, a choir song, a church in Canada called Heaven on My Mind, a great song of commitment. Then another one that I enjoy, often sang congregation over the last several years, called Unfailing Love, a ministry of the Willington Church in British Columbia, Canada. I suppose in part my interest in trees, by the way, was spurred on by foresters I had in the church I served in northern Pennsylvania. At one time, we had four or five foresters in that church. We were in the heart of forestry country up there, and several of them have remained long-time friends. I also have one other link, and that's out of the I Love New York website. For those of you that like trees, there's a link regarding the trees and leaves. Photos with pictures specifically of autumn leaves found not only in New York, but I'm sure through much of the East. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to our God and be encouraged. Well, our apologies. It is apparent we still have problems with something in our recording system. Trying to make some adjustments with the mixer to get some of the bad sounds out. We'll keep working on it, but thank you for listening all the way through. Hopefully the message itself was a blessing.